Welcome to Home Sweet Home, hosted by Leslie Lovell and sponsored by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll talk interior design, fashion, cooking, outdoor living, and so much more. Now, here's your host, Leslie Lovell.
And she is our composer, musician, teacher. She wrote a beautiful song for our show that we're going to play for you. And we also have Barb Tricarci, who is our embroidery lady that does absolutely gorgeous embroidered items, both clothing and home furnishings. So we have quite a show planned for you and a lot to talk about. I just want to talk a little bit about what my company does. Besides hosting this show, I have an interior design company in Las Vegas for a very long time. My prices are great. I hope you call me instead of going retail. You will really be surprised at how great the prices are. So we shop at the World Market and through catalogs in my showroom. So that said, I'd like to have Eva introduce Eva. Good morning, Eva. How are you?
Hi, Leslie. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. And would you please talk about the Taste of Home show?
Yeah, it's really exciting. There's an upcoming event. It's going to be at Cashman Field on May 26th. It's called the Taste of Home magazine. It's sponsoring the event. And, of course, Home Sweet Home will be there. We'll have a booth. And we're requesting that you come by and say hello. There's going to be some interesting chefs and wonderful food there. It starts Saturday, May 26th from 1 to 6 at Cashman Center, and that's located at 850 Las Vegas Boulevard North. That's Las Vegas, Nevada, 89101, in case you need to use your directions to get there. But the Home School of Cooking is the world's largest cooking school. It's brought to you by America's most popular food magazine, with over 3.2 million subscribers, reaching about 16 million people. And for the past 50 years, they've had over 300 cooking events. So this is really big. Get out there and come out there and visit us. We'd love to see you and enjoy your day.
And that's on May 26th from, 1 to 6, I think?
Yes.
I think it's 1 to 6. Okay, that sounds great. Now, before Eva goes into another contest that we're having, we want to talk about again. We have a call-in number if you want to ask us any questions about interior design, fashion, whatever comes to mind, cooking. Just call us, and we'd love to say hi to you. The call-in number local is 731-1230. And call-in, if you're out of town, it's 866-820-5528. So, Eva, we have this beautiful contest going on, and we did get quite a few photos from our listeners already. Tell us about the beautiful sunset contest.
Absolutely, Les. We're doing a beautiful sunset contest. So everybody, please get your amateur photos sent to us. We have a Facebook account. You can find us at Home Sweet Home Radio on Facebook, or you can email your JPEGs to us at homesweethomeradio.1@gmail.com. So once again, that email address for your photographs are homesweethomeradio.1@gmail.com. Also, there is a link on our webpage for the KLAV 1230 radio station webpage for email. So you can click on that and get your email sent to us, attach your JPEG to us, and we are going to have so much fun with this. The winner will get a beautiful gift basket from Williams-Sonoma with barbecue goodies inside for the winner. And the photographs will be judged by a professional photographer. And then, of course, we're going to put those winning photographs on the webpage as well as the Facebook account. So we're really excited about it. We're actually taking photographs now. So let's receive as much as we can. So we have a really good contest. We're looking forward to seeing your beautiful photographs.
I did get some photographs, 10 of them, by the way, from a lady in Ohio.
You did?
She
oh, great.
So sweet. And if she's listening today, hi out there. we are going to accept photographs from all over the place. We first said the West, but you know what? That's not cool. I think we should have them from everywhere and give everyone a chance to submit. There are some amazing sunsets all over this country and all over the world. And the ones I like the best are the beach ones, of course, because we don't live near the beach. But the mountain ones will work for me, too. But love the beach ones. They're just so gorgeous. I think I have an aching to go to the water. You know how that works. So, but anyway, we have Eva wants to say one little thing about social media before we get Linda Piana to talk to us. So go ahead, Eva, on social media.
Social media. Oh, well, we're actually doing a really big campaign for that right now. We're trying to get our Facebook launch with lots of visitors. And so if you're on Facebook, please stop by and like our page. We want to get lots of likes out there so we can get our messages out. Everything that we do on the show, we're going to go ahead and make copies and post those on Facebook. So you'll get to see those visuals right away after the show. As soon as I can get that posted, I will get that on there right away. No delay. Okay. And we're going to also post little blurbs about what we talked about on the show. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're building that up. And so go there, like the page. We're also going to start a Twitter account here. I haven't done that yet, but I'm in the process of doing that.
Okay, good.
And we're excited.
That's good. I'm excited too. Linda is with us here in the studio. And yesterday we recorded her song. And it is so way cool. I'm telling you. Personally, I cried the first time I heard it because I had never had a song written about something I did in my life, and that really touched me. And, you know, God, you know, there's songs about Barbara Ann and, you know, all these other girls in the world, but there was never a song about this show. So I'm, like, so stupid excited about it. I don't even know how to act. But anyway, we're going to have John play it. I'm not sure when that's coming in, but can we play it at any time, Irma, to our sound engineer? Should we play it? Can we play it now? The Home Sweet Home? Yeah. Can we play it? Let's play it first, and then we'll ask Linda some questions. She wrote this song.
Home is where you hang your hat when you're walking through your door. Home is where you put your feet up, kick your shoes off on the floor. Home is where you pull the shades as the sun sets in the west. Let's toast the life we're living and the place we love the best. Here's to home, sweet home. Nothing better than home, sweet home. Can't wait to get home, sweet home. Where you're the king of the castle, the lady of the house. Home's the shower where you sing, where you keep your favorite things. Home is life and what it means. It's your sweet home. Home's the pillow on your bed, where you lay your sleepy head. And when all is done and said, your home, sweet home. Talking about home, sweet home. Nothing better than home, sweet home. Can't wait to get home, sweet home. Where friends stop to chat when they see your welcome mat. Designing rooms with grace and style, Leslie goes the extra mile. Her decor will make you smile and say, home, sweet home. Town center, interior design. You'll get perfection every time. In your dream house, you will find your own sweet home. Talking about home, sweet home. Nothing better than home, sweet home. Can't wait to get home, sweet home. Home, sweet home, oh yeah. Home, sweet home.
So that was Linda's song. Wasn't that fun? I love it, Linda. So yesterday when we were recording in the studio and Linda was playing her song, we only did 3 takes, which was amazing to get that beautiful song. And Eva did some...
I did the snap.
And I did some doo-wop doo-wops for other breaks.
That
and
was fun.
It
and
was
John
fun.
Said,
and then John, our sound engineer, is that what he is?
He's the production
director. John, the production
director. He's wonderful.
Yeah. He was great, and he kind of snapped too along, and he just told us, he stuck his head in and said he had that song in his head all night last night. So that's good.
That's good.
That's great. Anyway, Linda, we've got some questions for you. Eva, you can ask the first question.
Okay, sure. Why not? Linda, I love your song, by the way. I was humming it, too, last night.
I'm so glad. Like,
this is home, sweet.
Yeah, it's supposed to be catchy.
Okay. Anyways, tell us about your musical background and your education, a little bit about that.
All right. Well, first, I'm so excited to be here. I just love the show, and I've been listening since day one.
Thank you.
And I was inspired, so I wrote that song, so I'm so glad everybody loves it so much. Well, I'm a musician. I came from a family of self-taught musicians. They had a natural ear and ability for music, and they were mostly in West Virginia, and my mother is a coal miner's daughter.
Awesome. Wow, that's terrific.
Yeah, she's quite a character. Her family would get together with neighbors after supper, and they'd play their favorite instruments and sing in harmony. It was just part of everyday life. It's not like we have today. TV, you know. I'm so glad I'm on radio because I'm talking to people who love to listen. And, you know, their audio. And when you listen, that's the best thing you can do.
Right.
Anyhow, I earned my music degree at Hollins University in Virginia. And when I moved to Las Vegas in 1990... I started playing in restaurants and for weddings and private parties. I started to teach piano, and I've been doing it ever since.
Wow. Good career, Linda.
And you do a great job,
yeah,
too.
You do
You're
a great
awesome.
Job. Well, tell us also how you teach someone to play. How do you do that?
Okay.
To play the piano.
Well, it's somewhat intuitive. I can usually tell when I meet and talk to the student. My talent lies in the ability to find how the individual student thinks, so I know how best I could teach them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people have creative brains, like me, and others use logic-based thinking. And, you know, some people have a great ear for music. Some people just go by almost rote until they learn the song, or maybe they're a very mathematical thinker.
Right.
So there's so many different ways of thinking. And it's my job to discover that in the student and be able to teach them.
You're on.
Linda, what is a good age to start learning how to play piano? Because, you know, there's some older folks, I'm sure, out there that want to learn how to play piano.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great question.
And is it harder when you get older or
surprisingly,
should you start
younger? No. Any age is good to start. I've taught a 4-year-old, 5-year-old. I've taught a 70-year-old. If your child has an ear for music, he or she can start to play piano around the age of 4 because they're not reading, but they have such a great ear. They can pick it up that way. Most children learn to read after they learn basic reading skills, say in kindergarten or at least first grade. Teens and adults can learn at any age. All they need is a desire to learn and time to spend with the piano. It's really surprising how much more quickly older students learn. Because they've listened more, you know, they've listened and they have the learning experience, the listening experience. They know what they like mm-hmm. in music.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
Do you have a philosophy about music?
Yeah, I think about music all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
You're meant to do it then.
Yeah. Well, you know that music allows us to discover something new about ourselves. And from the beginning of human history, we've been making music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Music and all art gives us a way to express our emotions. That's the most important thing about music. And playing piano is the best.
It is.
It keeps your mind sharp. It keeps you young. It keeps you healthy. It's magical. It's fun.
Yeah, it is magical. Isn't it great that we can associate certain songs with certain times of our lives?
Absolutely.
And say, you know what, I remember that song when I graduated high school. I remember that song when I, you know, got married. I remember that song.
How I felt when I first heard it.
Or I was at my senior prom, or I was here, I was on vacation. Or I love that about music because I relate music to who I'm with, where I was when I first heard the song. You know, it's a beautiful thing to have those memories.
What's the first rock music you ever heard?
Are the Beatles rock? No.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so
Beatles.
The Beatles.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, it was She Loves You.
That is so sweet. The first, I was very much into classical music early.
Right.
And the first time I got into a car with teenagers, they had the Doors playing, and I was so awestruck.
I love the Doors.
The Doors.
Yeah.
Oh, my husband loves the Doors.
Yeah.
Me, I like Motown. I'm a Motown
girl.
I
all
like
right,
Motown
baby.
And soul music.
That's
woohoo!
The best. That's the best.
I'm happy.
It's the beat.
Yeah,
yes,
I just love it.
It is the beat. Well, Linda, I just want to say thank you so very much for coming on the show today, and thank you so much for your song.
You're so welcome. It was my great pleasure.
I know. I just love having you around because you're very up and you're so pretty and you kind of light up the room when you walk in, so that,
Leslie,
that feels
you.
Good.
You're
I know,
so sweet.
Good.
Oh,
thanks,
please.
Linda.
Thank
yeah,
you
thank
so,
you
so much.
Have you.
We're going to go to break with Thurma right now, and we'll be back in a little bit with another guest and some more great stuff to talk about. See you soon. This is Leslie at Home Sweet Home.
And Eva Mango.
And Eva.
Growing up in an interior design studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email Leslie A. Lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L, at gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395.
This is Leslie Lovell, host of Home Sweet Home. Listen to our show Wednesday mornings at 11 o'clock Las Vegas time on KLAV Talk Radio. We'll be discussing interior design, fashion, cooking, your health, travel, outdoor living, and current events. We'll be hosting live guests from local Las Vegas businesses and entertainers. It's not just coffee talk.
Welcome back to Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back at Home Sweet Home. This is Leslie Lovell, your host, and my co-host, Eva Mango. And we have our next guest on. She is a dear friend of ours and in our women's networking group. We met a few years ago. I'm so glad I met her. Her name is Barb Tricarci. And she owns a firm called Hearts and More Embroidery, and didn't realize how much I needed her till I met her. So that's a good thing. But before I introduce her, the first job she did for me was a custom bathrobe with my sister's initial on them, and then she did some towels with my sister's initials for a gift, and they came out so beautiful. So I was very anxious to try to use her again on some other things, and I have quite often. Do we have a caller? Okay, we have a caller. I'm gonna take a call. Okay, go ahead. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Donna Solari.
Hi, Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Good. You guys sound great.
Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm loving it.
Good.
So, Donna, where are you calling from?
New Jersey. I'm a cousin.
New Jersey.
Our cousin from Jersey is calling.
From Jersey.
So do you have a question for us, girl, today?
You know what? I'm not sure yet. I just want to call in and say hi.
Oh, you like the show?
I'm really liking, you know, the show. And I love the song.
Oh, it sounded great, you know? Good.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, Donna. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening, and tell your friends to tune in, too. We're having a ball.
I've been putting it all over Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
I love you.
Ciao, Bella. We love you, Casina.
Ciao,
okay,
Bella.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, then.
Oh, that was fun. That was so fun. Sorry, Barb.
Okay. No problem.
We got a lot of relatives. I'm sorry. They're all over the place. Anyway, so Barb, just excited to have you here. We want to ask you a few questions about your business. So just tell us what kind of custom work you've done.
Well, I'm excited to be here. I've never done anything like this before. I have done everything from company logos to gambling pants to...
Oh, you got to have pants for gambling?
Well, they have like Joker's Wild and Jackpot and that type of thing. To just people's names on visors or anything that whatever people want.
Right, right.
And,
it's a lot of fun.
The best thing is that I'll make things, and then somebody will say, well, have you thought about doing this? And I'll try it, and it works.
It works.
And, yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah. Well, there's always so much custom stuff you can do with embroidery. Like when you do sheets or, as gifts for wedding gifts or whatever, you can always monogram the couple's initials and sheets and towels and just some beautiful things you can do as gifts that we never would have thought of.
I've actually done a couple pillows as a gift to the bride that literally is the wedding invitation that's embroidered.
And that sounds beautiful. It's a nice keepsake.
I've also done it for babies with a pillow.
Oh, that's
great.
In
place of something you hang on the wall. It has the name and the date and the birth weight and all the fun stuff on it.
What a good idea. Yeah. Well, that's a great idea. I think Eva has a question for you.
Yeah, sure. I always have questions. I'm full of questions. So, Barb... Is it okay if I call you Barb?
Yes,
okay, Barb. Sorry, I like to shorten people's names sometimes. It's
just
visual.
Beat.
Yeah. do you use reuse and recycle materials? You know, we're all, conscientious about those saving the world today and, the environment. So,
yes, I was brought up by a mom who was post-depression and the kind of thing of, well, don't throw it away, you can use it. Mm-hmm. I have... made things like wine coasters and placemats with the vinyl that is used for packaging for linens and that type of thing. I do buy it on occasion, but I'll get items and I'll say, oh, I don't like that. And I'll say, oh, I can make it into something.
Mm-hmm.
I can change it and make it into something else.
That's way cool. Yeah. I know you were a nurse before you did this.
Yes.
For many years.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a very bright girl. And I'm sure you've done a lot of, great stuff in the medical industry, but what got you into the embroidery industry?
I actually did hand sewing type things when I was younger, and I learned how to make my own clothes because I was the youngest of three and got tired of wearing the hand-me-downs. Then I kind of got tired of doing that because it was very time-consuming and really wasn't as practical as buying things.
Yeah.
But when I moved out here to Las Vegas almost 10 years ago, I actually ended up in a sewing store because I wanted to make something for home, and they were doing demonstrations with the embroidery machines, and I thought, that would be really kind of fun, and it just took off from there. So,
yeah. Eva, you have another question, don't you?
Yes, I do. Of course. Is there anything special that you make, that you get asked for a lot?
Not necessarily that I've been asked for a lot, but I have done aprons. What I generally do is I buy items and I embellish them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy aprons.
Make them wonderful.
Plain aprons, and I will put embroidery on them. I have, because of being active in wine tasting, I've made the wine coasters and the placemats and the bags for the bottles, so we don't have to use the paper bags with the numbers anymore at wine tasting.
Les, that's what we need to do. We need to get active in wine tasting.
Anything connected to wine.
That would be good. Right. Yeah, we're totally into that.
Last year I was with a group and we made wine through Grape Expectations, which is in Henderson. And you make your own wine, and our group couldn't come up with a label, so I decided I'd embroider mine.
Oh, that's cool.
And I actually won a prize for my
design
label.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
And our wine won Best Wine of the Year for Grape Expectations.
Got any of that left? So,
yes, I do.
Well, invite us over.
We'll have a party.
We'll have a party.
Sounds good.
We'll have some coffee talk and some wine.
There's coffee talk and wine. I don't know if that'll
work.
Absolutely. That is so funny. Well, anything you'd like to add or before we close on this
I
segment?
Have my items on Etsy.com, ETSY.com. There's okay. a local group called Handmade in Vegas, which I've gotten involved with. And there are periodic craft shows and type of things. And I also have some hats over in VJ Hats in Henderson on Pacific Street.
Oh, good.
Okay. VJ Hats.
VJ.
VJ.
V.
Oh, okay. VJ.
V is in
Victor. Is that just a small hat shop, or is it located?
It's a good-sized hat store, but she also has various vendors of different types. So it's VJ Hats and Boutique, et cetera.
Oh, cool.
Okay. I've actually made banners for different people.
Yeah.
I made one for VJ. I made one for myself for craft show.
That's way cool.
Yes.
All right. So we can reach Barb. If you want to reach Barb, you can reach her through the show, or you can reach her. Her phone number
is 373-4244.
Okay, Barb. That's great. And we are going to have you back another time. So,
yes.
And you're going to tell us about the new projects you're working on, I'm sure, next
yes.
time you come back. So we love having you as a guest. You're always so sweet and kind, and that's what I love about you. You're a hugger. Like huggers. Anyway, okay, doll. We will see you next time, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
And this is Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango, and we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Home Sweet Home on KLAV Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Leslie Lovell has been designing homes here in Las Vegas for many years. Leslie can design any style, from cowboy to contemporary. She has the vision to walk into a room and see it completed immediately as an artist looks at a blank canvas and instinctively knows the results. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 Town Center Interior Design for a complimentary interior design consultation. That's Town Center Interior Design at 702-242-2395.
Growing up in an interior design studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email Leslie A. Lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L, at gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395. Welcome back to Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back, Home Sweet Home, with Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango. And we got a lot to talk about today. I do want to give you our composer and musician's phone number, and she's also a piano instructor, so we didn't do that before. So if you're interested in talking to Linda and asking her about what she does and how she can teach you, her number is 370-2377 in Las Vegas. That's 370-2377 in Las Vegas, and her email address is Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Piana, P as in Peter, I-A-N-A, at clear.net. So you can get in touch with Linda, and she'll help you become a fabulous musician, and she'll sing for you.
She's also a great songwriter.
Isn't she great?
We
love her.
Okay. If you need a song,
you're hired.
Get her.
You're hired. Anyway, even I have a pretty full schedule today. I'm going to first talk about Small Business Saturday, and then Eva's going to do a little segment on something really interesting about Marilyn Monroe. But I just heard a commercial about 2 weeks ago from American Express, and it was about Small Business Saturday. And I thought, well, wait a minute, let me think about that. That sounds really cool. What is that about? And the more I thought about what they're trying to do, the more I liked it. I really think that I would love to start a group in Las Vegas for small business men and women who want to promote their business and talk to other people in business, small business, on how we can build our businesses and get everyone shopping locally again. We really need to do this in Las Vegas, and I feel very passionate about it. It's just something that I've been doing all my life here. I'm 36 years a local business person. I've come across a lot of wonderful situations, some that I could have used some help with. And marketing for us as a group sounds like an amazing idea. And I was thinking that we might do what are called Small Business Saturdays once every now and then, maybe every couple of 3 months, and offer special incentives to the client, our new clients that would be coming in for the first time to our businesses. So I want to encourage you, if you feel passionate about this and you'd like to get involved and you're a small business owner, please, please email me at lesliealovell@gmail.com. Or you can contact me on Facebook at Home Sweet Home Radio. So we really, Eva and I talked about this extensively, and we really feel that this is such a good thing for Las Vegas. And I already am the president of a group called Women Networking Together Las Vegas, which I put together about 7 years ago. And we have a very nice crowd. We have one woman from every profession in that group. But this would be entirely different. This would be about the small business person and trying to just build up our economy. We sure could use the help. We know we've got some amazing people here in small business, and we need to start paying big attention to them and giving them the support and assistance that they need, and the attention, of course. So please call in. I want to give you our call-in number here if you want to talk about this for a minute. It's our local call-in number is 731-1230. And if you're out of town calling into Las Vegas, it's 866-820-5528. So please call in. And Eva has a nice little report about Marilyn Monroe. Go ahead, Eva.
Yeah. Hey, Les, did you know that it's been like 50 years since Marilyn Monroe passed away?
No. Nope.
I mean, she is still as popular as ever.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, the cover of Vanity Magazine that's coming out is going to show, it's going to have Marilyn Monroe on it. And they're commemorating the 50 years since she was alive. And also, I'd like to talk a little bit about an article that I noticed. It was Marilyn Monroe statue being erected in Chicago to celebrate the 50th anniversary.
Oh.
And isn't that fun?
It's
really huge. It's a ginormous, full-size image of Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, I see that.
We have pictures. We'll have pictures on the Facebook that were taken by designer Stuart Johnson. And apparently the project was kept in great secrecy until recently. And also the dress is, the movie where she did the dress. And
that blew up.
Yeah,
with the,
she was standing over the subway grill and
yeah.
The dress blew up. And,
oh, my God. Was that the 7-year itch? I'm not sure.
What
it might have been. Somebody can call in and tell us if that was a 7-year itch.
Yeah, what movie was that?
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe. Okay.
Well, they polished her toenails also, and they placed her over the subway station grating, just like in the movie when the train came by and blew up her skirt. And it's, it's just fantastic. The level of detail they did on this is absolutely amazing. You can actually see, Marilyn's underpants were carefully spray painted, and you can look, they look just like the real thing, lace and all. They have the skin tones. You know, there's a photograph actually that I'll put on the site, on the Facebook, that shows the painter. What an amazing detail. He was sitting up there on the crane, you know, spray painting. And it's just fabulous. And what a fitting tribute to Marilyn in the windy city of Chicago.
Yes, with the windblown dress. You know, one time that happened to me, but it wasn't very funny. And that was downtown in Las Vegas. I was so embarrassed.
Well, it's interesting. You know, this weekend they did some funny pictures, too. There was people standing underneath the dress to shelter them from the rain and the snow.
That is too
cute. And also there's, you know, wedding parties, you know, taking pictures under there. I guess you could have a wedding underneath there. You know, you can have the priest sitting in the middle, the bride and groom. You could probably put the whole congregation underneath that skirt. And, you know, later on when someone says, where'd you guys get married? You could say, well, we got married underneath Marilyn's skirt, you know. So it might be something interesting that you
can
talk about.
It's pretty interesting, isn't it? I see here a little bit about how they even polished her toenails, and
yeah,
that's
great.
Just the coolest, isn't it?
The one thing I'm curious about is how do they get that thing to stand up without falling over? It's right in the center of the financial district of Chicago downtown.
Yeah.
So
it's really quite,
I hope they did it safely.
I know.
You don't want that
I
thing
know.
To fall down on anybody, but it's just beautiful.
Well, I see you did a little, you took some information from a little survey that was out there, Eva, and it's very funny. Why don't you tell us about this little survey that you found?
Oh, yeah, the survey. Well, this was a survey that was taken about, you know, what happens between couples in the bedroom and what they complain about most. And
okay.
So there was three things that we're going to share with our listeners. The top complaint is, guess what? Take just a random guess.
Liz. I would say snoring would be the top one.
That's not the top one. It's fighting over the duvet cover. That's,
really?
Yeah, that was number one. And then the second one, of course, was snoring. You know, it seems like a lot of us have that problem.
Oh, yeah.
However, they do sell those things now where you can put them in your mouth and it stops you from snoring. I don't know if they work. Anybody out there knows anything about those things and tell if they work or not, I might have to give one to my husband.
Yes.
And the third one was...
Temperature, right?
Hot,
cold, hot,
some
cold.
Like it hot, some like it cold. Yeah.
That could drive you nuts all night. You know, that really could, because up and then down with the AC and the heat, and I'm one of those people that's always cold, and thank God I have a fiancé that's always cold, too, so we got that down, so... But that's a tough one because, it is tough.
I like it cold, too. I set the temperature low.
You and I go through that all day long.
Yep.
She's got the
fan on. I'm cold.
Ready to put a parka on. I'm like, it's so cold
Come over to my house. You have to put a parka on.
I know. In the summer and the winter. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit real quick about Eva's going to paste this on Facebook. I made a recipe. I was, you know, the other night I just... kind of was hanging out, and I said, you know what, I bought this beautiful book called The Earthbound Farm Organic Cookbook, and it's called Food to Live by Myra Goodman, I'm sorry, with Linda Holland and Pamela McKinstry, and I just thought it was a wonderful book, and there was a recipe in there for ratatouille, which is a kind of a vegetable dish, and we're going to post it online for you. I'm not going to give you all the ingredients because it takes too long, but it's got lots of veggies in it, and it's made with ziti. And it's spelled ratatouille, R-A-T-A-T-O-U-I-L-L-E. And obviously it's a French word, probably meaning, a lot of things cooked together, vegetables all cooked together. So go on Facebook and look at it. It turned out delicious. It was absolutely wonderful. And it didn't take me that long to make. So it's mostly just getting the vegetables ready. And it has a little eggplant in it, et cetera. But what a lovely dish, and you can reheat it, which I did do the next day and had a little leftover. So it's a great little dish. I wouldn't freeze it, but great little dish. So that's the ratatouille recipe that's going to be on Facebook for you.
Hey, well, anyone that's on Weight Watchers, just FYI, I've been doing Weight Watchers. I love it. It's great. They have a new program. I'm doing a little plug for Weight Watchers here. Uh-huh. But that's probably, for Weight Watchers, it's only about 4 points. So it's really good because it's got the veggies in there. Veggies are 0 points, girls.
Yeah, you can.
So, you know,
yeah.
Love that. And you can feel, it'll fill you up.
Absolutely. Eva and I did something very interesting this weekend. We attended an Obama rally with George Lopez. And we really had a lot of fun. We got there early. We met some extremely interesting people there. And in our visit to that rally, we have arranged to have a speaker for next week on our show that is working for the campaign of the Democratic Party for President Obama. And we're very excited about that. We just had connection with them this morning, and they will be on our show next week. So we're really, really excited to hear about some of the things that Obama is talking about in his new campaign and, you know, what he'll be doing for if he gets elected president again for a second term. So we're very excited about that. But Eva wants to talk a little about the show and or the rally and what we did there.
Oh, I enjoy it. It was actually put by the rally was hosted by the Latinos for Obama at Rancho High School here in Las Vegas, and that was on April 29th. And of course, there were several hundred people that showed up, and there was wonderful traditional mariachi, Mexican, and cultural dancers. The music was fabulous.
It was. It was beautiful.
I was up there rocking out. And we got to stand up on the platform with the press.
Yeah.
You know, Channel 3 and CBS. And
Channel 9 was there.
Channel 9.
The Hispanic station. Yeah.
Yeah, there was the little, I forgot his name. I don't have his
Robert
card.
Robert Song was there.
Robert
and he
Song.
He was from the Chinese, what was it?
Las Vegas Chinese Press.
Las Vegas Chinese Press. Yeah, and we got to, and he was so funny telling this story about standing on the chair. I almost had a heart attack.
That was ridiculous.
Oh, he had a folding chair on the platform that was shaky, which was really high up when all the press was standing up there. And we were spotting him because we thought he was going to fall down. He's standing on this chair taking photos, and I'm saying, Robert, get down. Please get down. I was really nervous.
Leslie was holding the chair. I took a picture of his feet, so we can probably put that on the Facebook. I thought for sure if this man falls down, I'm going to go run and hide because
so
I don't want to be held accountable. I just sat and watched.
I know, and he said, I do this all the time. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
But he did give us a bottle of wine.
Yes, he gave us certificates. Both two free bottles of wine at a restaurant. He's so sweet.
That
we
was
just
very nice.
What a nice guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Also, George Lopez, the comedian, was there, and that was great. He got up there and said some funny things. Of course, some of it was in Spanish, and I didn't understand what was going on when they got to be talking Spanish. But Leslie and I are in the process now. We're studying our Italian. We're listening to our Italian tapes, so we might be able to incorporate a little bit of Italiano on the news on the radio station from time to time, which will be fun. And also, there were some Nevada politicians, and it was great fun, and the entertainment was just fabulous. Invite us out. If there's any listeners out there that want us to come out to their rallies, what have you, we'd love to come. Just give us a call or call the station, and we'd love to come out.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it on the air. We are going to a fundraiser this week for Barry Michaels, who's running for Congress, Democratic Congress, and we were personally invited to be at that event. So we're going to be reporting on that and see if we can get Barry to come in and talk about his campaign also, which would be a lot of fun. And mm-hmm. we do welcome the Republican point of view as well. So if you're in the campaign for the Republican Party and you want to get on the show and just talk about the platform, we'd be happy to have you on and ask you a few questions. So that will be a lot of fun. I think we're going to take a little break, Irma, just for a minute. And this is Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango signing out from Home Sweet Home. And we'll be back in a minute or so. Thanks.
Bye.
Leslie Lovell has been designing homes here in Las Vegas for many years. Leslie can design any style, from cowboy to contemporary. She has the vision to walk into a room and see it completed immediately as an artist looks at a blank canvas and instinctively knows the results. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 Town Center Interior Design for a complimentary interior design consultation. That's Town Center Interior Design at 702-242-2395.
This is Leslie Lovell, host of Home Sweet Home. Listen to our show Wednesday mornings at 11 o'clock Las Vegas time on KLAV Talk Radio. We'll be discussing interior design, fashion, cooking, your health, travel, outdoor living, and current events. We'll be hosting live guests from local Las Vegas businesses and entertainers. It's not just coffee talk.
Welcome back to Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back, Home Sweet Home. Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango today, and we're having a fun time today. We got a lot of material covered, didn't we?
Wow. Yeah, I think we did great.
Talking about our,
you know, our first new season and everything.
Yeah, fantastic. This is really cool for our new season. I did find an article that I didn't share with you, Miss Eva, but I forgot.
Shame
to.
On you. Okay.
Because I can't remember everything. Anyways, but someone sent this to me, and I was kind of surprised. I don't know who sent it to me, though. I'm looking here on the bottom. Anyway, it said, the most fashion-conscious cities in the USA, and guess who was number one? You're not going to believe it. Irvine, California.
Now, wow, I was thinking New York or
wouldn't
something
ya?
Like that.
New York was number two. Mm-hmm. Los Angeles, three. Four was Miami. Five was Dallas. And six was Chicago. So number one was Irvine. Hello. I mean, I am shocked. Not that there's anything wrong with Irvine, but I don't think anyone would have guessed that. Maybe Beverly Hills or, you know, because mm-hmm. of Rodeo Drive or whatever. But they say
well, you
that,
know, there's a lot of businesses in Irvine.
I
so
guess.
There's a lot of business people. And so maybe that's why.
It's so unusual to me, but, mm-hmm. You know, I thought that was an interesting tidbit of information there that mm-hmm. We weren't on the list at all, and there were 20. But, you know, I think people, when they come here, they just want to chill and relax, and they want to wear their jeans and their T-shirts. And, you know, I don't think,
right.
like, you know, Vegas used to be a place that people dressed up all the time with, like, evening gowns and jewels and furs, but I don't think that's the case anymore. Vegas has kind of gotten a lot more casual, I think, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gone are the days of people dressing up really, you know, with the sparkly tops and,
yeah,
you know,
that's
really getting down.
Gone. We have a question from Leah. Okay. Sure. Go ahead. Hi.
Hi, Leah. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I was enjoying your show and the comments about people not dressing up anymore. And I was wondering what you attribute that to, because I really like the glam era where
yeah.
they wore the dresses and always looked so lovely. Why is it that these days we see nothing but Levi's and T-shirts?
I know, Leah. That disappoints me, too, because there's nothing more beautiful than watching a woman in a beautiful dress and a pair of high heels and a lovely piece of jewelry. You know, I just think it's wonderful. And I'm kind of sad to see that we're not doing too much of that anymore.
And neither are the gentlemen. You don't see gentlemen that will dress up in even a nice shirt, you know. And they
right.
when they do wear a nice shirt, it's white or blue and nothing else.
I know. It's sad. Well, you know, it's a good thing that you called in and mentioned that, because we'd like to kind of campaign for some small boutiques and businesses locally to come on the show and maybe talk about fashion to our audience and tell us, you know, what they think and how we can get people to pay a little more attention to how beautiful they can look. Because, boy, there's some pretty people out there, but they're not dressing up a whole lot, you know?
No, I agree.
So maybe
yeah,
we can.
Also, I think also parents, you know, you need to start young and
yeah.
get them like dressing up to go, you know, out to events and stuff like that. I think
yeah.
we've just, our culture has just gotten out of the, you know, the business
casual.
Of dressing up
yeah.
and it's more casual. Even if you see people, you know, walking down on the strip, you see a lot of, you know, baseball hats and flip-flops, and I know it's hot here in the summer, but, you know, you just don't see the dress-ups like you used to. It's kind of sad.
Yeah. It is sad, because you used to go to a casino, and you would dress up in your best finery to
mm-hmm.
go into a casino.
I remember that.
And I went to a show not long ago, and I was dressed up in a velour outfit and, you know, diamonds and all that on and looking quite
yummy.
Lovely. And I was astonished to see people there in street clothes.
Oh, sure.
For a show.
Yeah. That always shocks me.
Uh-huh.
I agree with you, Leah. I absolutely do. Well, maybe we can get some, you know, through the show here talking about it, we can get some people interested in coming on and talking about fashion with us and how we can get our younger generation to start a new trend and, you know, maybe start dressing up a little bit for certain occasions, you know?
Definitely. And let's target those guys, because there's nothing sexier on this planet than a well-dressed man.
Oh, in a great suit or a tuxedo? Oh, my goodness gracious. You are so right. You are so right. They look wonderful. Well, Leah, thank you so much for listening and calling in. We love talking to you today.
Yeah, thanks for
calling in.
Okay, have a great day. You too, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was a fun question.
Yeah. That's great.
I know. It really was. So, yeah, so we're going to have to try to keep up with Irvine now. We've got a mission. Well, that'll be our next mission. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about a table setting. I think we should do a couple of questions until Irma tells us we have to go bye-bye. So, Eva, this question is for you, and I think you are the right person to answer this. It says, my friend gave me the most beautiful stationery for my birthday with my initials on the cards. The cards are blank inside and thank you note size. Is it okay to send handwritten thank you notes? I hardly get one anymore. Most people send an e-card or an email to say thanks. What do you think, Eva?
Well, you know, I am very traditional, and I think a handwritten card says it all. It, you know, it shows that, you know, you're appreciating the time that they've taken to write it out. It's just personal, and it's just a better touch. I mean, anyone can sit down and send a, you know, I know e-cards are convenient, and everybody's using them. And, you know, for the busy people, well, yeah, a lot of people are using that. Now there's apps, too, that, you know, that you can send e-cards from your phone and whatnot. But certainly I'd say, yeah, if ever you get a chance to even write a note out by hand. And the art of handwriting is actually being lost.
Yes.
So, you know, let's not let that go. Let's just continue to do that, and you know, people love it.
I know, they really do. They love the personal attention, and when you get a card in the mail, that is so nice. I mean, I love to get a piece of stationery in the mail because it's not a bill and it's not an advertisement. It's a beautiful card, and that is so cool. We do have a call. We might have to make the call a little short if this gentleman doesn't mind, but I will take the call.
Hi. A short question.
Hi.
Okay,
well, first of all, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Jim from Las Vegas.
Yay!
All right.
Okay, Jim, go ahead.
Question is, they do color matching for individuals, like for clothes. Do you ever take that color matching into consideration for interior design?
Oh, my goodness. Every time I walk in someone's house, I do. You know, I usually ask people if I can, you know, this sounds a little invasive, but it's really not. If I can look in their closet and see what kind of clothes they buy, you know, what colors are they drawn to and, you know, what colors they actually like living in, you know, I will always ask that question because people usually choose clothing colors that they like, and those colors usually kind of transcend into the house a lot of the time. So I do that, and I do talk about color a lot because color is gorgeous, and you can do a lot of neutral backgrounds with color as punch, and it's just beautiful, Jim. So it's really a beautiful subject, color.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Have a great day. Okay, that was a nice question, too. Hey, we're learning a lot today, huh?
That's fabulous.
Yeah, that was great. So we only have a short time left, but I do want to talk to you really quick about some websites that I discovered that I'm very excited about. One is called freshherbs.com. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they give you all kinds of cooking tips on fresh herbs and how to use them and how to use, you know, the most wonderful combinations of herbs, which we probably wouldn't have thought about. Another one is called eatdrinkdeals.com. eatdrinkdeals with an S.com. And you will find the most amazing coupons on that website for every restaurant you can imagine. So that's another good one. And Carwoo, CARWOO.com for buying a new car. So try that one too. They're all really good websites, and I love to find new ones. Eva and I are going to close out soon. We've had a great time with you today, and I'm Leslie Lovell.
And this
Home
is
Sweet
Eva
Home.
Mango.
And it's not just coffee talk. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.